This episode is sponsored in part by OmniSend. Shopify store owners, are you tired of juggling multiple tools to manage your marketing? Well, meet OmniSend, the only platform you'll ever need to skyrocket your e-com sales. With OmniSend, setting up e-com automations is so simple, you'll have them up and running before you finish your morning coffee. Plus, you can segment your customers based on their shopping habits and even dive into SMS or push notifications, all from one seamless dashboard. OmniSend isn't just another marketing tool. It's the secret weapon behind over 100,000 successful e-com brands. Whether it's crafting eye-catching emails or sending out timely texts, OmniSend helps you connect with your customers like never before. Give your brand the boost it deserves. Don't wait. Your best campaigns are just a click away. Your.omnisend.com/unofficial Shopify podcast. OmniSend. My friends, today on the Unofficial Shopify Podcast, I've got a Shopify feature that is so easy to set up. We've had clients set it up, I've set it up, and I don't think any of us actually know quite what it does, just that we make extra revenue with it. Well, that's good. I like that. And I'm told it has new features, new powers, new ways to help us provide a great experience for our customers. And of course we want that, right? And so today we're going to have a gentleman, a product manager, I believe, we'll find out, from the mothership, from Shopify, walk me through it. Because I know the online store backwards and forwards. I love it. I live, eat, sleep, breathe that theme editor. But when we leave the online store, I don't necessarily know what I'm doing. That's my dark secret. And so this summer I learned about point of sale. I really enjoyed that. And I heard, you know, several of you reached out to me and said, you had moved and started with point of sale. So I'm glad to hear it. And I hope to be bringing you a similar opportunity now. So we're joined today by Andreas Baranaskas from Shopify. And Andreas, how long have you been at Shopify and what do you do there?
Yeah, I've been at Shopify for almost 4 years now. I started my Shopify journey working on a product that many merchants probably know. It's ShopPay, the wallet and the identity product that we have in checkout that accelerates the buy journey, increases conversion, and generally just makes more business to everyone. Recently, through the last year, I took a leadership position to look after our advertising product portfolio. That includes Shop Campaigns and Shopify Audiences.
So ShopPay I'm familiar with because I love it. I think anything that lets a Shopify merchant leverage the network effects of Shopify, those are my favorite Shopify features because they're a big part of the reason why people will often migrate to Shopify and go, you know, it looks fairly similar, but suddenly everything works better. Well, part of it's because for the customer, it's very easy to log in with ShopPay and have all your stuff filled out. So I'm sold on ShopPay, but I don't necessarily understand everything that Shop itself encompasses. Like I know it's the Shop app. I have it on my phone. I logged back into it and it showed me a bunch of relevant stuff that was like, hey, here's stores I'd ordered from in the past on Shopify, as well as I think like stores I'd viewed and some client stores. But what I don't think I've ever actually placed a purchase or done anything inside that Shop app. Tell me about it. What's this thing do?
Yeah, you should make a purchase today. That's one. Shop as an app is a consumer facing platform, like a shopping app. It's trusted by tens of millions of people already, and it connects brands with shoppers that they would not like otherwise would not reach. So we're effectively a matchmaking app. You could say that. We introduce merchants to the best possible customers. And empower merchants to sell as seamlessly as possible in this native mobile environment and form long-term relationships inside that app. And we see that the buyers are spending more money, are more likely to come back when they're actually buying through the Shop app. And every day we see thousands of shoppers buying from independent brands that are on Shopify. So this is the Shop app. There's also Sign In with Shop, Shop Pay, and many other parts of the Shop universe
The Shopiverse.
Yeah, that's I like this term. We should use this more often.
A holistic suite of features and products that come together here and work well together. And it's a little bit a la carte in terms of what we opt into. So I've got my Shopify store and my Shopify checkout, and customers can log into it quickly with, what did you call it?
Sign in with Shop.
Sign in with Shop.
Customers can use the Shop account to sign.
Yeah, that's the coolest. That's where it's just, so you give it your phone number, email, and it goes, hey, we'll just send you a code, and then it fills in the rest.
Yes, exactly.
And then after I've placed the purchase on my order confirmation page, I may see a note that says, hey, you should download the Shop app, track your order. And yes, so now I've got the Shop app. Of course, along the way, maybe I paid with Shop Pay is part of this suite of features.
And you got some Shop Cash as well.
Right, and Shop Cash, which is Shop Cash a Shop campaign?
Yeah, it's slang because when you have Shop Cash, you're looking for the best way to spend it. And you can spend it inside the Shop app, and you can spend Shop Cash on any merchant inside the Shop app. But some merchants, you actually get a much better deal if you spend Shop Cash with them. And this is where Shop Campaigns come in. Like, Shop Campaign is a way to get this type of behavior, to get net new customers, and so on.
Shop Campaigns, this is interesting to me. I want to know more. I've seen this floating around. I have not personally set up or run a Shop Campaign directly. Give me the high level. What's Shop Campaign all about? Why do I want to do it?
Yeah, so Shop Campaigns really start with the notion of marketing being a tough thing, a hard thing to do, and marketing getting harder. This is what we hear from our merchants. Every time we talk to them, the number one problem is, how do I get net new buyers? How do I get them as efficiently as possible? And there are so many different platforms to do it. There are so many different platforms to run ads. There's so many different ways to acquire customers. There's affiliate marketing, there's creatives, and so on. And usually doing anything, setting something up, is very hard. Just starting. And results are often very, very unpredictable. And costs of that are also growing. And results for that cost that you invest take a long time to catch up. So what we saw is that, hey, this is tough job even for the experienced marketer. And many merchants on Shopify actually have very little experience running marketing, or they're just starting. And what happens is that the merchant growth is actually slower than it would be otherwise. It's all of this complexity is a real tax on merchants' growth. And many merchants could run their business faster and grow their business faster, but they're limited by complexity of it all. So this is the problem. And what we do is we are trying to simplify the customer acquisition altogether with Shop Campaigns. And in its own, it's risk-free customer acquisition program, helping to convert buyers on and off Shopify.
Risk-free customer acquisition?
Yes.
Okay. And I like the sound of that. Keep going.
So when merchant creates a campaign in this product, they need to set three things. They set the customer acquisition cost that they're willing to pay. That's what makes it risk-free. You pay only for new customers, and you pay that price that you set. So this is the first thing that you set. Second thing that you set is the target return on ad spend, which is a multiply in terms of how much volume I expect to generate for the ad investment I'm making. And the third thing that you need to set is daily budget. So you set the customer acquisition price, you set the target return on ad spend, and you set the daily budget. Just three things. And you could also choose, if you want so, to extend those campaigns to run not only on Shop, but also on the largest ad platforms out there, like Meta, Google, and we have more of them coming. But then Shopify does all the rest. We create and we optimize the creative. We choose the best placements for that product. We target the best audience. We find the best incentive for that audience to convert. And again, the merchant only pays for net new customers and get full access to their data.
Define net new customer for me.
So net new customer is someone who hasn't bought from your store. So there's no customer record that, hey, this specific customer with this email address have made a purchase in your store ever.
It almost sounds too good to be true. Help us visualize it. Walk me through an example campaign. You know, I'm selling t-shirts, Acme widgets, whatever. Snowboards. Snowboards would be the classic Shopify example.
Yeah, you're selling snowboards, and what happens in this case is that, hey, you actually want to sell more snowboards. You want to get more buyers who are interested in snowboards. You know, the snowboard sells for, let's say, $400. And when you're doing the customer acquisition, maybe you think about the customer acquisition and think, hey, I'm willing to pay $100 for a customer. So in this case, you go into Shop Campaigns and you create a campaign and you set the customer acquisition cost at $100. You know that most of your snowboards sell for $300, $400. So you want to make sure that the purchase happens at roughly that level. So you set, let's say, target return on ad spend at 2.5 or 3. So the purchase is at least $250, as an example. And you set the daily budget on something like $1,000 a day, expecting to sell 10 snowboards. This is what you start with. What happens is that in the Shop app, this your snowboards are become more visible, and the users inside the Shop app, and these are the buyers who make a lot of purchases with Shop Pay, they're looking where to spend their Shop Cash. They're looking for the next independent merchant to buy from. They see your snowboards in a lot more prominent way, and often accompanied by an incentive, which is, hey, my Shop Cash is actually worth more in your store. And as a result, you get more buyers, and only buyers who have actually haven't bought snowboards before from you specifically are getting that offer. No one else does.
So it knows hasn't made a purchase from me. So we're not going to waste impressions or ad spend on customers we already have.
Exactly.
We're only going to show it to new people, and we're able to identify good prospects here. We're able to do some prospecting. It's not like a shotgun approach.
Yeah, it's we're able to identify who are the best fit customers for you. Most of the behavior inside the Shop app happens with customers being signed in. So we know who's actually browsing the app. We know what they're interested in, and we can make sure that they actually see the relevant content. Because you just showed me, like when we started the call, you showed me the app and you saw specific things that are at top of your feed. And the things that you see and the things that I see are actually different. And then there's like thousands and millions of these combinations that become, that make sure that are as relevant as possible to matchmake the buyers and the independent brands that are on the app.
So how long has Shop Campaigns been around?
So we've launched Shop Campaigns to all Shopify Plus merchants mid last year, in June last year. We've also extended the product from US into Canada July this year, early July this year.
So if I'm US or Canadian Shopify merchant, I can use this today?
Yes. It's available for you today. To all Shopify Plus merchants in both countries.
And I bet, as a product leader here, that you have data points about this. And I bet there's some you're proud of. What I'm sure one comes to mind. What is it?
the one part that I'm very proud of, that in just the first year, in 2023, Shop Campaigns helped to acquire more than 1 million new customers to the merchants who participate in the program. And that happened just within the first year. We have quite a few merchants experiencing growth using this product. And as an example, Caraway has driven more than $2 million in revenue leveraging the product. We have Thrive Cosmetics, who acquired north of 15,000 new customers using Shop Campaigns. We have other brands that saved a lot on customer acquisition costs. Example is Unilever brand Liquid IV. Has reduced their customer acquisition costs by more than 40% using this product. We see a lot of success across the merchant base. And what's particularly exciting is that merchants are often starting conservative, starting small. And then we see that over time, they actually lean in more and more into the product and depend more and more on for their customer growth on shop campaigns, which is always very exciting to see. It shows that the product works for them and they want to get more of it.
Hey, aren't you forgetting something? If you're not using one-click upsell, you're leaving 10 to 15% of your total Shopify revenue on the table. One-click upsell is the number one upsell app for over 15,000 Shopify stores. Listen to these brands: Tushy, Dr. Squatch, Buffy and Victoria Beckham, and guess what? It's already made sellers just like you an extra $750 million in upsell revenue. With one-click upsell, you can add AI-powered upsell funnels to every product on your store, including upsells on your product pages, shopping cart, checkout, and thank you page, even on the shop app, so you increase your average order value automatically. And getting started is a breeze. You can install the app, launch your first upsell, and start making 10 to 15% more cash from every customer beginning on day one, as in today. Don't leave behind another dollar in free upsell revenue. Go to zipify.com/Kurt and try one click upsell free for 30 days. That's zipify.com/KURT. So you're seeing merchants dip their toe in the water. Well, they're like, let's just try it. Let's run a little test campaign here. And then they, at the end of it, they go, yeah, that might be good for me. They do, they stay with it. They spend more, they run future campaigns.
Yes. Yes. That's what is particularly exciting.
Now, if this has been available in the US since last year, you have to have evolved it since then. You wouldn't be here if there weren't updates to this product. What's rolling out? What's new with shop campaigns? What's got you excited?
Yes, we're constantly evolving the product, and we've invested a lot in making sure that the relevancy works as best as possible, that the buyers that merchants get are as best as possible. And merchants really love shop campaigns. And what they love is the thing that we discussed at the start, that we are able to target and we are so precise about bringing net new customers. But that's not enough. In the conversations that we have with our merchants, one more thing comes up, and many, many more things comes up, but one thing in particular keeps coming up, is that there is a clear need to win back customers merchants lost over time. That's the thing that just keeps coming back, and that's the thing that we are addressing right now. And we are launching a new audience targeting type for shop campaigns, which will focus on the customers that haven't made a recent purchase for a while. And we call them lapsed customers. And typically, this is something that merchants try to solve through their own channels, like email. But because shop campaigns is so tightly integrated into Shopify that we are able to identify the customers so well, we are actually able to provide this product. And we expect this thing to drive greater lifetime value for merchant on their customer base without sacrificing that new customer growth as well. And this is going to be ability to run these two things side by side, both acquire new customers and win back the customers that purchased from you in the past.
So previously, my campaigns, I could only target new customers, and then my ROI or my ROAS was on net new customers.
Yes, exactly.
And now I could do, in addition to that, I could do, you're calling them lapse campaigns, and Klaviyo, you would call it a win back campaign, like that style campaign where a person made a purchase, X amount of time has passed, you know, 6 months, 180 days, and they have not made another purchase. Okay, now we could start trying to bring, woo that customer back to our store.
Yes, exactly. And this is the thing, which is, you know, like different merchants call this problem differently. And also think about this problem differently. For some merchants, it's 6 months. For some merchants, it's 12 months. And there's a flexibility built into the product to make sure that we match the merchant needs here and they get exactly what they're actually going after.
What does the offer look like? Like, I've got a lapsed customer. How are we bringing them back to the store? So just like, hey, you get 10% off?
One thing about shop campaigns that we often hear from our merchant base is that it's very, very low lift product. It requires very little time. That's why I use the term autopilot. So even in this case, the exact need for the incentive, the exact size of the incentive and form of it is something that Shopify can determine the best. And it can be different things. So it can be boosting the customer shop cash to an enticing discount that you talked about. But the thing that we are actually going to leverage specifically for this case, for the first time in shop campaigns, is offering a significant amount of cashback to convert. This is where our focus is going to be at the start. But this is not where we need to stop. I think this is where we'll go into more incentive types. In the future, it could be things like free shipping and so on. There are so many different ways to determine like what actually makes the customer to convert. And driving the customer over the finish line to make the purchase is actually key about this product, about the incentive involved and so on. And at Shopify, we're able to observe the scale and volume of millions of buyers. And we're equipped with that scale to make the best decision possible, what it's going to make for that customer to convert.
And so the offer might be something, hey, buy a snowboard, get X percent back as shop cash, which acts as a credit that they could spend in the shop app at any Shopify store. Where can I spend my shop cash as a customer?
Yeah, shop cash is spendable inside the shop app and also shop.app website.
Cashback is a pretty powerful incentive to get people to buy. It works on me anyway. I'm like, wait a second, you'll do 6% cash back on this? I'd be losing money if I didn't buy it, right? Like give me the excuse to make the purchase, right? So I could convince myself. And that is the advantage to a campaign like cash back. Ooh, I like those. And we don't see them a ton when we know they're valuable. Certainly lots of different sectors, verticals on Shopify. You know, you get somebody selling yoga leggings and somebody else selling diesel truck parts. I got clients who do both. Are there specific verticals where these kinds of campaigns work better, where you see more success, or you're like, look, my algorithm's smarter than everybody and it'll just nail it?
When we started the product and when we did the first couple of months, we saw some sectors, some segments of the market reacting better than others. But as time evolved, we found that the product actually can work effectively for a variety of merchants across different types and across also different sizes of the merchants. Because we thought, hey, initially that this is a simple product. Maybe it's only going to be relevant for the smallest of merchants. But we see that merchants of all shapes and sizes are using the product. Some start advertising journey with shop campaigns. And some use it as part of their marketing spend, effectively de-risking, making it very predictable, but having a pocket in their budget that acts like that so they can afford some additional risk somewhere else. We are probably smart enough to make this work right now for many different types of merchants. And in particular, I think that winning back the customers, this is going to be very, very useful for merchants where purchases are less frequent in nature, where there's a bit of a gap between making a purchase and then coming back and making that purchase again, where it's harder to retain that customer. And this is where we will be able to help bring that customer back and to increase our role from being a platform to drives new customer acquisition to a product that actually helps to cultivate lasting customer loyalty.
On the with our net new customer campaigns, we're trying to bring new customers to the store.
Yeah.
Those were billed on against our, against net new customers. What's your metric for success, your KPI for the win back campaigns? Sorry, I know you're not calling them win back, but I forgot the term we used.
Yeah, we are calling
customer.
It
that was
lapsed customers. Yes, exactly. This is something that I think still goes back to the simplicity of the product, simplicity of shop campaigns. We want to make sure that merchants get the thing at the right price, the price that they actually set themselves. So it's very important that we're able to deliver things in a predictable manner and risk-free manner. And also to get as much volume without exceeding the budget that merchants sets in those cases. And we expect merchants to probably invest slightly lower price per returning buyer because they often already paid for that buyer initially and expect somewhat higher return ad spend. But again, the success of this is making sure that the product stays as simple as possible. It delivers on its risk-free nature and is able to generate the volume to the merchant base that has this need.
I want to get started with it. What's our availability? Can I use this now?
We are launching the merchant side of the product on October 8th. We are going to use a few days to make sure that we have initial set of campaigns. And we're going to open up this to the buyer side a few days later from there. So mid-October, this is going to be live across the board. And this is where everyone can not only set up the campaigns, but start getting value from it. We really, really wanted to make sure that this product is live for BFCM.
I was going to say, that's why we're talking now. I mean, Q4 just started and we've got Black Friday's later in the year this year. And this sounds easy to set up. Like if I already had a Shopify store and I jumped into shop campaigns, it sounds like I could be running this thing same day or, you know, within an hour.
Yeah, it's so easy to set up. Again, it's not something where you need to work hard to come up with the creative, come up with some super smart targeting strategy, think about pricing too much, where you need to translate like a cost per click into like the actual price that matters to you and so on. So the amount of time that you need to set up, the amount of time you need to maintain this is very small. The lift needed is very small.
And where do I go to learn more? Like, or in my Shopify admin, how do I get it going?
You just go to the shop channel. Most of the merchants have the channel, or you need to install the channel if you don't have it. And you're going to see campaigns in the shop channel. And it's very easy to go from there.
That's cool. And thrilled to have easy Shopify-specific alternatives to my PPC, traditional PPC campaigns. Hearing it, like, we could acquire top of funnel. We could acquire bottom of funnel. That is such a relief. You know, I'm thrilled to try it. We've got a few clients who are using the net new version of shop campaigns. I've not seen this new one in action. As of the time of recording this, it's not available for us yet. Otherwise, for sure, we would have tried it. But we have seen success, and to your credit, we've seen it get progressively better over time, to where it's like, oh, that's a thing everybody should probably try at least once. It, like you said, dip your toe in, see what it does, and from there, maybe these lapsed customer campaigns might be worth a shot too when that becomes available shortly. Oh, just phenomenal. Andreas, thank you so much. How proud are you of building this?
Very, very proud. And this is a great job from a pretty sizable team that is working behind this. It's been in the making for a bit. We were always looking forward to this moment in time when we make this not like a one-party product, but like something that is more. And I think we are ready now. And I'm very, very excited about this actually going live. So please do try the product. But many customer acquisition products, there's always first mover advantage. Like, we are, hey, the first people who come on this and who try this are usually reaping outsized benefits. So
that's a good point. Yeah, if you start on day one, you're competing, you know, in a much smaller pool with other advertisers. That's pretty good. That sounds like there's some advantage to getting started early.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the little secret that we kept behind wraps in the run-up for BFCM, and now it's out of the box. So yeah, last thing that you can enable before all the rush.
Is there a website I could go to, like Shopify.com/?
Yeah, you definitely can go to Shopify.com, and campaigns will be prominent there. I'm sure you can type into Google as well, just Shop Campaigns, and then our landing page is going to be one of the first results. We also do have a good overview video on YouTube on Shop Campaigns.
Andreas, thank you so much. And Shop Campaigns, a Q4 pre-BFCM win to check out. We'll be on the lookout for it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks.
Ever wake up to customers canceling orders? Maybe they said, "I shouldn't shop when I'm high. This was a gift. We broke up." Those are all real customer quotes, and they're all a real hassle for your customer and you. Why should the customer have to ask you to edit their order for them? What if they could do it themselves? Enter Cleverific. With Cleverific, you can empower your customers to make their own changes through a self-service portal. Cleverific is designed to reduce customer support tickets, ship orders faster, and even reduce returns and lost packages. Don't just take our word for it. Menswear retailer Peter Manning New York cut their order support queries by 99% with Cleverific, and they're not alone. Exclusively for listeners of the Unofficial Shopify podcast, get 50% off Cleverific's Pro plan, now just $49 a month, giving you full access to everything Cleverific has to offer. Just go to cleverific.com/unofficial and use the promo code KURT50, that's KRUT50, at checkout to claim your discount. Take control with Cleverific and watch your customer support tickets plummet, shipping speeds increase, and package returns decrease. And all of that means happier customers. All right, I have a head full of Shop Campaign knowledge now from the man leading the charge of that project. And now we got to find out if it's true. We have here two gentlemen who have worked with Shop Campaigns, who are e-commerce brand managers, who are operators, who are out there in the wild with Shop Campaigns, and they're going to tell us about our experience. So joining us now is Nathan Onesian from Melon and Nick Daniels from Olakai. Gentlemen, welcome. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
All right, let's start with, I want to know about these brands, Melon and Olakai, what you do, what you sell, because you've been around on Shopify a while. These sites look great. No, I will not pick a favorite. Stop asking. But all right, we'll start. Nick, tell me about Olakai.
Yeah, so Olakai was founded in 2005, and our goal is to get out and create the best footwear for the island lifestyle. So the environment, we are a B Corp, certified B Corporation, so we give back a lot to Hawaii people, culture, and place.
And are you located in Hawaii while I suffer in Chicago?
Unfortunately not, yeah. We kind of have a split office thing going on, a little bit in Hawaii, but mostly based down in Irvine.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better about being in the Midwest. And all right, Nathan, how about Melon?
So Melon was founded back in 2013. We're a premium headwear brand known for hard quality, meticulously crafted hats that combine performance, comfort, and style.
And it is, again, I mean, these are two seriously good looking Shopify stores.
Yeah.
We'll start with Nathan. How did you start using Shop Campaigns?
Yeah, so it's a good question. We, at Melon, we're always looking for ways to acquire new customers. And actually, as a personal shop user of the shop app, I had started to explore a little bit, and I found the model and found it to be really appealing. So kind of just went from there.
Tell me about that model. It's cashback campaigns?
Cashback campaigns.
Shop cash.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. And Nick, how about yourself?
Yeah, so me and Nate work pretty closely together. So kind of in the same boat, always looking for kind of new technologies or platforms to really help us acquire new customers. And ideally, we find one that helps bring down our kind of blended customer acquisition costs. And we're really lucky to one, have Nate kind of give us a little insider scoop early, but two, see the results we are looking for with, you know, helping acquire customers at and lowering our blended CACs.
And I assume, Nate, that you went to Nick and said, I got this thing, you got to try. Like, and he's like, yeah, the inside track. That's how that conversation went. You're like, you won't believe it.
Exactly.
We're always kind of sharing tips and tricks. And
tell me about that initial experience with Shop Campaigns. Like, when you started out with it, you're dipping your toe in the water. Like, what were the expectations or goals here?
From a performance standpoint, that's how we approach all new media channels. You know, we go into it from an efficiency standpoint, and especially as we're looking to acquire new customers. So we've got our business KPIs set. We're definitely looking at our CAC, our ROAS, et cetera. And so we went into it knowing kind of what our goals were, and Shop Campaigns, super simple, easy way to set up. It was a natural evolution for us. They've allowed us to reach new customers across their growing ecosystem. And, you know, since we started kind of our advertising journey on Shop Campaigns back in 23, they've quickly become one of our more essential channels for revenue and new customer acquisition.
The phrase I heard quite a few times when talking about Shop Campaigns, as they have been until this upcoming feature launch that we'll talk to, is it's top of funnel, you're gaining what they describe as net new customers.
Yeah, correct.
Did it work? Do you acquire net new customers?
Yes, sir. We've got some good data to share.
Okay, gentlemen, let's hear it. How did this perform? What are the results for using Shop Campaigns?
Yeah, it's been super, super solid from a customer acquisition perspective. It's quickly moved into Olokai's number three advertising channel. Year to date, we're seeing a 2.5 ROAS, and our CPAs are around $47, which is definitely where we like to see them from an Olokai perspective. And then, to mirror kind of like what Nate was saying prior, is like we were testing kind of at a lower CPA, kind of like thinking about it as kind of a Google, but we quickly realized that we're actually bringing in more like top of funnel, and we're seeing 93% of orders coming through, or like almost 100% of all of our orders coming through are new, brand new, net new to the list, which is great. It's been awesome for customer acquisition for sure.
So this is, I want to make clear here, this is Tofu, a top of funnel campaign. So we are getting new customers in who have never experienced the brand before. This is entirely new to them, and you're still able to get, that's the hardest audience to reach. And so you're still getting a 2.5x ROAS on that.
Correct.
That's awesome. That's good. Okay.
Yeah. From the Melon side, I mean, very similar to Olokai. Shop Campaigns have grown. They've become our number three performance channel since we've been using them. So definitely investing heavily into campaigns. 10% of our new customers that we're acquiring have been driven by Shop Campaigns. And we'll use this to scale during holiday periods, as well as like shop-led promotional moments like Shop Day, which they do annually, which is really cool, and a big moment for us to acquire new customers. So
tell me about Shop Day.
Yeah, Shop Day, it's one day a year, and I should know a little bit more about it, but it's one day a year where they incentivize the community with some shop cash. And during that day, we see a host of new customers acquired. So it's, hate to use it as a comparison, but it's like the prime day of shop.
I'm fine with the comparisons. I think it's great shorthand to make these things easy to understand and remember. Investors, of course, hate that stuff, but that's not why we're here. The other thing it sounded like is that it's easy to use. You know, typically PPC campaigns, setting them up, they are technical, granular, painful. I don't love doing it. But the way Shop Campaigns has been described to me is that it is super simple. What was your experience? Easy, moderate? What do we think? So you guys are pros.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, much like Shopify in general, like requires little effort to set up and manage. You know, we're constantly evaluating each channel success and we'll push pull budgets, but it was super easy to set up and maintain.
Yeah, definitely agree with Nate there. We're like, we can, you know, shut off a campaign and get one back up, move in immediate, like within 30 seconds. There's no creative that you have to be really working with, which is a huge lift off of our creative team's back. And we're able to move nimbly and quickly.
So in the app itself, like what is surfaced, what is shown to the customer? What's the ad or offer look like?
Yeah, so it depends on your CPA target, but basically you're shown a multiplier on your shop cash that you have. So as a brand, you set your CPA target, and then whatever shop cash they have, it will multiply up to that CPA target that the brand has. So you get that dollar off basically on that new order.
How fitting this, like you test it, it works, it's easy to use. Is there any issue, special consideration with integrating it? Because you said this is your number three channel, with integrating this into the general marketing funnel. I assume that none, but I think it's worth asking.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, no, short answer. You know, basically we're evaluating, like I said, our budgets on, you know, daily, weekly, monthly basis. And as soon as we see a performant channel, we're starting to invest there. And then it quickly rises in the ranks across other channels. And we're pushing, pulling budgets daily. So it really seamless integration into our overall marketing mix. And it's just been a great channel for us.
And with this upcoming new audience targeting feature, where we're able to get lapsed customers to come back to the store with similar offers, was this feature in beta? Have you seen this?
We've heard.
I've only heard
testing, but haven't been able to test it yet. But definitely part of our plan to test once it's been rolled out.
So this is on your radar, and you anticipate including this in your strategy.
Yeah, definitely. At least on the Melon side.
Yeah, on the OnlyKai side, we can see definite opportunity to utilize it for win back. And then something that we've been thinking a lot about on our side is how quickly can we get first-time buyers to second-time purchase? As we know, if we can do that within 30 days, it exponentially increases the chance of them becoming a high LTV customer. So there's a really unique place here for ShopCash in that particular manner to utilize that as a strategy.
So you're familiar with it, you're excited about it, you're ready to go.
Yeah, and I'm sure it'll take only like 30 seconds to set up, just like the other one.
It sounded like that when it was described to me. I'm like, no way, but it seems to be the case. It's like, it really is as easy as it's been described and works. So if I think it's a fairly new thing, you know, people are not, if they're may not be aware of it, and now they are aware of it, but they're like, you know, maybe it's not right for me. I'm curious. I don't know. Help me sell these folks into trying it. Like, what advice would you give to another Shopify store, brand, owner, operator that's considering using Shop Campaigns?
Go for it. It's the easiest customer acquisition channel that I've ever seen. As far as like setup goes, the orders flow in naturally into your back end. There's no issue, obviously, if you're on Shopify, getting the order file or anything to have to be manipulated there. It's so seamless, really.
Yeah, I'd say if there's any consideration of a new channel in your media mix, campaigns have been such a powerful tool for us for both customer acquisition and revenue in general. And you know, partnering with Shopify, they've proven to be an excellent partner, and you know, continuing to roll out new things, these betas with the remarketing. So it's been a cool opportunity.
I definitely agree with that sentiment. I feel the love. It's good. With something like Shop Campaign, you know, comes on the scene, you're already a Shopify merchant. If you're a Shopify merchant, you are familiar with PPC advertising, most likely. And now you've got this thing that is practically built into your Shopify admin that helps you reach new customers, that helps you win back customers, that operates like paid digital advertising. And it's incredibly easy to use. So with a tool like this out there, as it grows, my hope is this changes the landscape, right? If Shopify's out there going, hey, we built this thing that is super easy to use, and then that starts eating into the budget of other marketing services that are just flat out painful to get going with. Do we think this changes the landscape and then those tools suddenly have to get easier? Or is that wishful thinking on my part?
I mean, it would be amazing if everything could move to a CPA model, because it basically just, the company believes so much in their product that they're going to get you orders. And the fact that Shopify can do that and it's proving itself is so powerful. Now you have the Metas of the world and the Googles of the world that you could spend, if you don't know what you're doing, so thousands and thousands of dollars and not see an order come through. I think this does democratize advertising, really, for like digital first companies that are on Shopify in particular.
Yeah, I agree with Nim. I mean, the simplicity of that CPA based model makes it really quick and easy to get started. I know that's been said ad nauseum in this so far, but you know, as a business, as most businesses are mindful of efficiency, it allows you to, you know, set your targets and get up and running quickly and also be, you know, extremely efficient.
The other thing Andreas told me, the product lead, the service, these features, he said, you know, when this comes out, when this new feature comes out, day one, that will be the best time to get started because the algorithm is serving the fewest number of merchants. And then obviously over time, it expands. You know, more people are going to hear about this and it will grow. And so you have an advantage by being early and trying this thing out on day one and getting going with it. All right, so I assume that like as soon as it's available, you guys are going to attempt it.
I mean, you get while the getting's good. That's what you said, right?
Make hay while the sun shines.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, excited about testing it out. I think it has a place in our marketing strategy overall, and excited to see what they've built into it.
Excellent. Anything else I should ask?
Make sure you activate your shop campaign before Q4. Get it while
it is Q4.
I know, true. Black Friday, Cyber Monday is coming, so.
It is. It's so close. It's going to be here before you know it. So now's the time. Get in place. And you want to be building those remarketing campaigns now before your CPMs go way up as we get closer and closer to, you know, the big event.
Yeah.
So there's early bird gets the worm when we're prepping for Black Friday. And this is just another quiver in your bow.
Yeah, the early bird's over on shop campaigns right now.
Absolutely. Okay. Melon and Olakai, tell me, what are the pitch me on this. I want people to visit the site because they're really good.
Yeah, definitely. You can visit olakai.com if you're in the US, Olakai Canada, or olakai.ca if you're in Canada. You can check us out on the shop app if you have that downloaded. But yeah, we're pretty easy to find. Olakai, olukai.com.
And I will, of course, include that in the show notes as well. And the other one, Melon, not spelled like the fruit.
Not spelled like the fruit. Melon, M-E-L-I-N. You can find us over at melon.com.
Is melon a fruit or a vegetable? Oh, it is a fruit. Okay, good. Good. I Googled it. I'll put that stuff in the show notes and, you know, check out Olakai, check out Melon. But certainly don't sleep on shop campaigns, because I think it's quite an opportunity that a lot of us, myself included, missed out on for the last year when we could have been using it. So then, yeah, a little regret there. I wish I'd started sooner with it, but now my tune has changed. I'm starting now.
Yeah, no time like the present.
No time like the present. Nathan, Nick, thank you so much for sharing your experience.
It's been a pleasure, Kurt.
Yeah, thank you, Kurt.
My pleasure. Crowdfunding campaigns are great. You can add social proof and urgency to your product pre-orders while reducing risk of failure. But with traditional crowdfunding platforms, you're paying high fees and giving away control, all while your campaign is lost in a sea of similar offers. It can be frustrating. That's why we built Crowdfunder, the Shopify app that turns your Shopify product pages into your own independent crowdfunding campaigns. We originally created Crowdfunder for our private clients, and it was so successful, we turned it into an app that anyone can use. Today, merchants using Crowdfunder have raised millions collectively. With Crowdfunder, you'll enjoy real-time tracking, full campaign control, and direct customer engagement. And it's part of the Built for Shopify program, so you know it's easy to use. So say goodbye to high fees and hello to successful store-based crowdfunding. Start your free trial and transform your Shopify store into a pre-order powerhouse today. Search Crowdfunder in the Shopify App Store to get started.